Mastodon. If you don't mind, I was hoping we could talk directly. I'm not going to talk about any of the things that I've said on my feed already and then proceeds to talk about. Really not. Instead, I'm going to note, since we, in day two of this quaint, cute little one of more than a dozen interpretations of an iOS Mastodon client has been released, since that has somehow prompted the huge abstract questions again, I've been reading The Ugly Truth, the New York Times bestseller book about Facebook. I suppose I will note that it's just like, it's the book that I think is finally making, like, you know, neoliberal boomers and Generation Xers who, I don't know, didn't respond to any of the alarms ringing. I think it will pretty definitively make Facebook a topic in their conversations again, in their dinner parties. I thought I knew quite a bit about Mark Zuckerberg. I made an assumption about Mark Zuckerberg, and it's an important one in this conversation. I assume that Mark Zuckerberg was like the Google guys, the guys that started Google, I can think of a billion examples. I'm just going to say, like, a lot of the founders that made the services that are still around, but from that era, were academics. And, like, what they really wanted to do is, like, and still want to do more than run these big companies, is they want to be free to make other stuff, right? They just like making and experimenting with stuff in an academic setting. So like the Google guys, literally as soon as they possibly could get out of management, they did, and now they just go and do crazy shit. That is like definitively, I thought that was Mark, okay? I don't know how I was so wrong. I forgot some important events. 2006, Facebook was like 30 people above a Chinese restaurant, and Yahoo offered $1 billion for them. And Mark turned it down, saying, I don't know what I would do with all that money, probably just make another fucking Facebook. That is a huge, I don't know how I forgot about that. I feel like I did know about that. Naturally, literally everybody left, I think, which is awful for us, because that means that the people who, you know, were reasonable enough to react with, like, utter, like, wow, you're insane. Anyway, okay, sorry. So what does he want? He doesn't want money, really. He doesn't understand money. He literally just wanted to dominate. He wanted to win, quote unquote. And win back then just meant, like, growing as fast as possible. It still does in a horrendous... Basically, I didn't actually think that Mark Zuckerberg, from the very beginning, wanted to build Facebook into what it is today, but he really did. Anyway, I don't know Eugen Gargaron all that well. I mean, he was nice enough to schedule me for the first slot for an interview on that big press day that he had. And I think I probably annoyed him. I mean, I've listened to the audio of that, and I was very ignorant. I was actually interested in the human, quote-unquote humans, just the actual story, as opposed to this is a product, or this is an experimental implementation of some software design principles in an abstract set. I just want to know the story, which no one else did. But what I am almost certain of is that Eugen is far more intelligent, is far too intelligent to legitimately, for one thing, set out to conquer, to like be in a, I don't think he wants power, okay? Like, if Eugen wanted power, think about like how, I don't know, the software companies with money view him. Think about, like, Eugen could get a job at Twitter real quick, right? He could be making, what, 10 times? You know, who knows? I don't think it's power, and I don't think it's money, because, you know, if for any other reason, then he could... There are paths where he could get those things, and none of them look like this one, okay? I want you to go and use the application, and then consider like how long it was developed. People who build shit for like proprietary bullshit, centralized bullshit, ad tech bullshit, it's all built for this alternate purpose, right? It's not built to be good software. They don't put the kind of like, care, they're not thorough. And the app is very, very thoroughly built. It's thoughtfully built. It's considered. Like, people spent, they didn't just, like, think about it as little as possible. Like, this is a tool to make me, Eugen, master of the, to turn, I don't know, to definitively end any hopes of decentralized social by embracing it and then all at once extinguish it. That wouldn't be such a great story anyway. I just use the app, okay? Even if you fucking hate it, even if you think it, I don't know. Like, it is very clear that the people who made it, were thinking about it a lot. We could even maybe say that they take pride in it. And it's not just the surface stuff, the keyboard shortcuts implementation. People who have ulterior motives, they don't do this kind of shit. Okay, what I was trying to get to. I have a feeling that Eugen is only the CEO because there's not, he has to be right now. I have a feeling that, like, if Eugen could straight up delegate all the policies shit away right now, that he would. I mean, he's very emotionally and, like, intellectually invested in this thing, and it's full of a lot of edgy people that, and like, he doesn't just, like, simmer. He definitely, you know, from what I've seen anyway, responds emotionally. You should be thankful for that, bitch. Like, even when he's being an asshole, literally, this is going to sound ridiculous, and I'll end on this note, okay? That's transparency. I'm not saying that all of his decisions are perfect, but I would much rather have an Eugen who gets openly pissed off and says shit that he regrets, and maybe even some, I don't know. I would much rather him actually say it than, any of the other social realities that I, like the Twitter, okay? Then it be Twitter. I hope that made sense. I hope this works. I don't know. I'm really trying to pay attention to the, I also am glad that people are, I don't know, comfortable with being as reactionary as some have been. And basically, I just want to make sure everyone is aware, considering that I spent the past few months of my life documenting them, I want to make sure everyone is aware just how many alternatives there are, okay? If you're aware of that and you're still pissed off about the app, about its emissions, that's fine. I just want to make sure that we're all aware, okay? Which, that app guide is right beneath the new first-party app review on bilge.world. Okay. Beat me up anytime, by the way. I love it.